This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Into another session, another appointment with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's here on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen, the person who motivates Ken to get on the air every week and go through all of these items that when I say motivates, I mean kind of organizes. How's that? Is that better? Yeah, you're the one who does the work. I just talk.
And the bugler.
Say that again and what?
And the bugler. Get your bit going.
Yes. Do-do-do-do-do. Hear ye, hear ye. Dr. Ken is here on Good Day Health with another week's worth of work. Interpreting items that come from the various journals of medicine, so we know that there's a lot of credibility in what Ken is saying as he reads through these things and tells us, okay, how does this affect us? Ken is an preeminent, what's the right word here? Is an award-winning cardiologist down in Lake, they call it Lake Cardiology because you're on a lake. Duh. Right? What's the name of that lake? I can't even remember, and I've been down there 100 times.
The town that we're in is in Lake County. Is that
Lake County?
We're above Lake Dora.
All right. Lake Dora in Mount Dora. So now we get that all straightened out.
Lake County.
Yeah. Okay. Gee, it all makes sense now.
Pretty simple. So
how have I been going down there all these years? And I didn't know it was Lake County. I just knew that there was the hotel I stayed in was on the lake.
Lake County.
Lake Cardiology.
Even Doug keeps learning. We all keep learning.
That's right.
That's
everybody needs to learn.
Life.
That's why we're here, to help you learn how the various things that have been reported on this week in the various journals affect you. Let's start with Ken's specialty, which is cardiology. Apparently, for those of you who like to do yoga, I am not included in that group. Have you ever done that sweat? What do they call that sweat yoga? The Berkham something or other. I tried it. It was awful. Oh, my God. Do you do any yoga at all?
I do a little stretching, maybe some minimal meditation, but I'm really not into heavy yoga. But maybe I should be after this report that's going to be delivered in about a week at the American College of Cardiology, that's meeting that's being taken place in all places, Manila, Philippines. I guess it's actually occurring in a couple of days.
And what is the connection between yoga and a good heart?
Yes, they're going to report that in heart failure is when the heart muscle, Doug, is either too weak or too stiff to pump properly. You know, it's there to pump about 5 to 7 liters of blood per minute to the rest of the body. That's
amazing,
all it does.
It's amazing. Amazing.
Yes, and this can lead to fluid buildup, shortness of breath, and other complications when you don't get this adequate pumping. But heart failure can make everyday activities and exercise tough to carry out, even farming. But yoga might be a beneficial add-on to standard care, and that's the news. That's pretty amazing. This ancient practice improves quality of life and cardio functioning. Amazing.
Yeah, it is. All right, while we're in the heart department, I've had this cough all week, and I didn't get to the microphone switch fast enough. The second operation took place this week to replace a heart valve in a patient with a pig's heart. Was the first one was a complete pig's heart, and the second operation, I think, was taking the valve from a pig's heart, or was it a full pig's heart? What's the scoop on these pigs and the heart, and how similar pigs' hearts are to human hearts?
No, this actually occurred at the University of Maryland Medical Center. This was announced last Friday. I think what you're talking about how this was only the second time, Doug, in history that had transplanted a heart from a genetically engineered pig into a human. Heart valves, every day for decades, pig valves have been used, but to use an entire heart, that's what's newsworthy. And people may wonder, why are we transplanting animal hearts when we into a human? And the big issue is the supply demand for transplanted organs. There's a huge demand and a tiny supply of well-matched, genetically matched product. So to get added supply however we can would be a great benefit. And let me tell you, as maybe odd as this may sound to some, I think this is going to become more common.
Really? So how does it work? The pig doesn't look to me like something that's close to humans, although I've been told, I remember, I think you and I've talked about it any number of times, the organs, the liver, the kidneys and stuff inside a pig are very similar to a human's.
Well,
it doesn't look like a human outside, but inside apparently it does.
As much as we love our animal friends, the heart of a dog, the heart of a pig, remarkably resemble a human's hearts. Remarkably. I mean, if you ever have the opportunity to see one and have them side by side by a human heart, there's a lot of commonality.
Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, congratulations. Hopefully it'll work. I remember I was talking on the Good Day program and I saw this of John Wayne getting at Mass General back in 1972 a valve from a pig's heart put into his heart because he was having trouble. That was the first time I ever remember hearing or thinking that. But as you said, it's a very commonplace thing these days. Any heart specialist is going to be doing this on the operating table. Maybe the good ones do it every day. But think about all of the pigs that, through no fault of their own, become sausage or ham and bacon because they were raised to have their heart taken out to use for human beings. I don't know if that's cruel to the animal, but it is. But.
Well, this 8-hour operation was successful so far, and there were no other options for this patient who had severe heart failure. There were no possible human matches available. And they decide to go ahead, and so far success. And I'm sure people will be debating this for weeks and years.
Do you remember? When Christian Barnard, I'm reaching for his name. I think it's Christian Barnard, the South African doctor, did the first heart transplant, and then after that, there were hearts that were artificially made that were put into cows. Do you remember that?
Well, I remember the first human transplant, and then I remember all of the disasters that we've had with mechanical full hearts trying to resemble tissue hearts and or either animal or human hearts, and the success of mechanical hearts into humans has not been good, mostly because of clots occurring and the whole system failing.
Yeah. Well, it's still an amazing time in medicine when you have things like that going on. We're going to be talking about AI, speaking of amazing things in medicine, a couple of different examples of what happens using AI in a diagnostic sense. Right now, though, I want to remind you about an opportunity you have to have some fun. That's good for your heart, it's good for your body, it's good for your head. Want to go to Las Vegas and not have to worry about how to pay for it? Two nights free in Las Vegas simply by calling 800-419-DOUG. That's 800-419-3684. You can arrange for more nights if you'd like, but these first two nights are free by calling 800-419-3684. Don't delay. Call today, 800-419-DOUG.
Your brain is an amazing thing. But as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times National Survey of Pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the fifth year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now. With 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG. Back with Dr. Ken Kronos here, first part of our Good Day Health Program for this week. The whole idea of your heart and Ken's specialty. Let's move on into one of Ken's favorite spaces, and that's marijuana. And I wanted to connect. There's a marijuana store, a lot of marijuana stores actually around this week. The online dispensaries and enforcement. There's a problem with some of the cannabis control commissions in certain states letting bad product get out on the market. And so under the circumstances, maybe the headline here is that online marijuana shops are making it pretty easy for minors to buy. Would you say that was a good encapsulation of this, Ken?
Well, that's the conclusion from this publication this week in the Journal of the American Medical Association, which fondly referred to as JAMA Pediatric Edition. So JAMA Pediatrics this week gave the headline that you just reported, Doug, and what we specifically learned that the study of age verification policies and other practices of 80 online marijuana dispensaries found minors can easily access the drug online. The lax enforcement, Doug, of age limits by many online marijuana dispensaries. This makes it easier for minors to buy weed. And this is according to new research that looked at online weed sales in 32 states.
32. Think about that for a second. All right, let's tie. There's a quick story about vaping. I always sort of think about marijuana and vaping in the same vein. What happens to people? Vaping has become a complete disaster. Although Congresswoman Boebert got caught vaping in some public show a week or so ago, there's no good reason to vape. As a matter of fact, there's a good reason not to vape, right?
More bad news about vaping. At a Preventive Medicine Medical Journal, October 2023, Doug, vaping increases the risk of asthma in teens who have never smoked cigarettes. Although e-cigarettes, they have fewer toxins than regular cigarettes. They still contain a mixture of harmful chemicals and raise the risk of respiratory diseases of all sorts.
All right. So that's the update. Do you need any more negative news to know that vaping is bad for you? You shouldn't allow it in the house. You shouldn't allow it anywhere. You shouldn't be involved in it. Bad.
B-A-D. Go have an ice cream cone.
Bad. Thank you very much. I'll take two, one for each hand. Dr. Ken Kronos here on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Three after the hour this week on the Good Day Health Program, Dr. Doug with Dr. Ken. Doug doesn't have a license, but I sound authoritative. Don't you think every once in a while I sound authoritative when it comes to discussing?
Hardly. Of course you do.
All right. You have a story about AI. So let's talk about artificial intelligence in diagnosing some of the things that are around. I'll tell you a story that I heard from my lawyer yesterday. But first, what do you have from this department?
Well, this is somewhat reassuring, but we still have to be a bit on guard about all this. And this is a report where a competition was put together between 72 radiologists. They were pitted against 4 AI tools. And in an analysis, Doug, of more than 2,000 x-rays, who do you think won, the humans or the machines?
The problem today is that we are being prejudiced by all the info we have on AI. And I think that the AI probably won in this circumstance. I have another example that shows the same thing.
Actually, I'm going to take away your crown. Ah. The human experts in this won. The AI tools thus may help boost radiologists' confidence, Doug, in their diagnoses, but AI tools cannot be relied on to identify common lung diseases on chest x-rays, according to this competition that was put together.
All right. So now I have a story that came from my lawyer. I had dinner last night. My lawyer's both Jewish, so I took them out for a breaking of the fast after Yom Kippur. And we started talking about, as we always do, lots of different things. And one of the fellas was telling the story about one of his clients who had been involved. It was because we were talking about the pig transplant of the heart and stuff like that. And this guy had a real bad heart problem. And he happened to be a neighbor, somebody that I knew. But I didn't know he was having these problems. So anyway, he told me the story about this client who had heart disease and some complications. And it took him about 3 months, the doctors, to figure out what the real problem was and to solve it. So apparently, though, when there was an AI, one of those new chat thingamabobbers, whatever they call them, introduced into the practice, they fed all the information that they had gleaned from studying this patient over the 3 months. They put it into the artificial intelligence bot or whatever the heck it is. And in 4 minutes,
Got the diagnosis.
Yep, got the same diagnosis in 3 months.
AI seems to be good at diagnosing very unusual diagnoses, either odd presentations or usual presentations of very rare medical problems. And this is where AI seems to be helpful. So this is where it's going to assist, hopefully not take the place of the doctors, when doctors occasionally get stumped on what the diagnosis is of a patient. This can be helpful.
Yeah. I think it is, there's going to be, as there always is, good and bad to all of this.
But when the insurers use AI to exclude patients from medical procedures without humans getting in the middle, and many patients are turned down and don't get insurance payment for medically necessary procedures, which is why one of them is being hugely sued in California. That's not a good thing. And, and they're going to lose that suit from what all the early predictions are.
A lot of when you look at artificial intelligence, how it's been used or being used in lots of different industries, I'm coming across it all the time now on my farm or in farm endeavors where they're using AI. All right, up next, COVID in our focus here on Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. Doug Steffen here with my friend Elizabeth Miller, who comes to us from the Inner Sanctum at the Calitrin headquarters. She would be the first to tell you that you can find out whatever you need to know by going to toploss.com, which is their website. So always I like to start a conversation with people with a question. This time of year, do people set a realistic weight loss goal? When you talk to people, I want to lose 100 pounds. Is that really feasible?
When you decide to take Calitrin, you are making a choice to better your health. You are making a choice to lose weight the way that your body wants to, but it's not going to be a quick fix.
All right, so what's the deal now as we head into Thanksgiving and the holiday period?
Well, we've got a friends and family event going on right now. So when you buy that proven 90-day supply, you're going to get 90 days free. That's on our website, toploss.com.
That's all at toploss.com. Thanks, Elizabeth.
Your brain is an amazing thing. But as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times National Survey of Pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the fifth year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. New this Saturday, the Israeli government says it believes 14 hostages will be released by Hamas. The four-day pause in the war appears to be holding for a second day. On Friday, 13 Israeli citizens released, along with 10 Thai and one Filipino citizen. In other news, a number of lawsuits filed pertaining to abortion laws in Ohio. Here's USA's Skip Kelly.
Ohio's newly passed constitutional amendments regarding abortion and reproductive rights, set to take effect on December 7th, are now facing uncertainties as existing lawsuits on abortion-related matters continue through the courts. The amendment securing an individual's right to make reproductive decisions was supported by a 57% majority in a recent vote. This marks the seventh consecutive victory for supporters of abortion access in statewide votes since the Supreme Court overturned constitutional protections.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. you could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. 1-800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Second half hour of this week's Dr. Ken visitation on Good Day Health. You can get Dr. Ken, by the way, on the line. You can go see him in his office. You can be connected via Zoom into a telemedicine sort of quasi-office visit. All you have to do, if that intrigues you, if the idea sounds like it makes sense, then call him at 352-735-1400. His office staff is very friendly and very helpful. The person who answers the phone will put you on to somebody who can arrange that very thing to happen, in-person visit or telemedicine. You want to know what's going on in your body. That's why I see Ken at least once a year. I want to know not only what's going on in my heart, my circulatory system, my thoracic cavity, but I want to know what's going on in my body. So that's why I am thrilled to have this connection and be able to tell you about Ken. So again, the number for the office is 352-735-1400. Now, on the other hand, if you have a question for Dr. Ken, and it's not, you don't want to go to the office, you want to ask us as a result of us encouraging you to do it here on the radio, that number is 855-999-3684. Got it? Question for Ken. You call it in. We'll put it on. If Ken figures it makes sense to do it, we'll put a good question on with Ken. I have different ways of culling that in the questions for Dr. Ken department. You can be heard by dialing 855-999-3684. All right, I promised we'd talk about COVID from a couple of different angles here. First, free at-home tests apparently are now available. Where are they coming from, Ken?
They're coming from the Department of Health and Human Services.
So they aren't free. They aren't free. We're paying for them. Right? This bothers me when people talk, oh, you're going to get free. I may not be paying for it directly out of my pocket, but I'm paying for it because I am paying my taxes. So it's a specious.
Yeah,
exactly. Thank you. But anyway, at-home COVID tests are available. So are these good ones? How do we know whether it's a good test or not?
Well, there are up to four. What it is the announcement is there's up to four free COVID-19 rapid antigen tests are now available to every U.S. household. This is the press release. Mailed directly to their homes by placing an order on the COVID.gov website. COVID.gov. You go to that website and they will send you these four rapid antigen tests for no extra money out of your pocket.
Uh-huh. That's there's a good way of putting it. Why didn't I think of that? No extra money. You've already paid once, so you don't have to pay again. All right. So the test, do you have them in your office? If somebody comes into your office and you feel they need to be tested, do you have COVID tests around that satisfy you, your staff, and maybe even people in the office after people are tested? Do you? Can you really tell? Really?
Well, diagnosing COVID is not a service that cardiologists routinely provide. This is more in the family medicine, internal medicine, the primary care office.
Yeah, but if somebody came into your office that had signs, wouldn't you want to know?
We have plenty of warning about that before they even come in, so they shouldn't even open the door to the office if they have any signs, because you know we warn them by phone before they come in. There's signs on the outside door. There's everywhere, so people shouldn't even come into the office in where we are if they're dealing with it. They should call us, and we will instruct them what they should do. But if somebody were to come in, you know, and we screen them up front, we would mask them up immediately and then lead them to where they can get tested.
Yeah. Well, it's good to know that there is, if you have an inkling, or you want to know, some people want to know about this stuff. Some people should be more careful about it. This is never going to go away. Ken has made it clear to all of us that COVID is here to stay, as are other flus, right, colds, whatever.
We all have immense COVID fatigue just hearing about COVID.
Yeah, yeah.
And we just have to realize that it's like going to be like the flu. It's going to be here. Yeah. We're going to have to deal with it. We're going to have to learn how to live with it. And fortunately, the current variant is like a bad cold, upper respiratory infection, symptoms, nasal congestion, sore throat. Some fatigue usually sets in, but nothing like what we were seeing even last year, and absolutely nothing like what we were seeing in 2020.
No. But the news media is happy to play it up and play you for a sucker.
But there are still some small subsets of the population, 75 and older, you know, compromised, people with multiple chronic illnesses, who are at setups for getting in the hospital, maybe not surviving. But the same thing is about flu. The same subgroup of people who have ended up each year in the hospital with flu and have sadly, sadly died because of flu.
Yes.
So this is becoming more and more like flu, and it's going to be here, and there's going to be a vaccine that's going to be offered every year, and it's looking like about 20% of Americans are going to get...
What's the percentage of people that get flu shots every year, Ken?
I would say at least half the population.
Half the population.
I would say that. That's what I would estimate.
But aren't they going to put this stuff all together at some point? Maybe they aren't now, but isn't that all?
I predict at some. I bet by next year there is, because even this year, the CDC, the FDA is saying it is fine to get both shots on the same day. So I am sure some clever drug company by next year will have an all-in-one.
Mm-hmm. So, I'm going to go down this street, even though it's controversial, and I'm going to be very definitive in my thoughts, and then certainly encourage you with yours. I kind of know where you come from when it comes to masks.
51.4% last year got the flu shot. That was a good guess, huh?
51, yeah, that's a very good guess, yep. So, in terms of going to the hospital or doctor's office, in hospitals where the viruses are everywhere, there are administrators and staff people and patients who are just saying, you know what, we've done the research. We know that the masks are a joke for the most part. There's only one good mask. You want to wear that one, then you're protected. The rest of it is all like a cartoon. So a lot of hospitals and a lot of offices just say, okay, masks are not required. Some do, but most do not now because they realize that the masks basically are a joke. So on that, you would be, I'm sure, happy to comment.
Well, I think such a strong comment that you said the mask
That's
or
me.
A joke or a
yeah.
joke, because that it's a little misleading, because many of the masks that are out there for purchase are a joke. But, and again, if you're outside wearing a mask of any sort is a joke. And again, here's where it gets a little controversial, because the studies, you know, are you comparing apple to apple? I still think that if, depending on the individual, I'm not, that's why I'm not going to say all masks are joke.
Much I didn't say they were. The N95 okay. is not okay. a joke. Rest
right. You did not say that. But yeah. there are certain 3-ply, the N95s. And for certain people in crowded environments where the incidence is high, it may make sense for certain people to wear them. Whether, you know, I don't know of any 5-year-old who knows how to wear a mask properly. So, you know, so it does not make sense one size fits all. And but there still are a small segment of the population in certain circumstances that should think about it. And if you see somebody wearing a mask, don't comment, don't judge them.
No, shut up. Right.
And don't let them be. And if you as a mask wearer, you know, don't judge those who aren't, unless they're sitting next to you in an airplane coughing. You know, that's not a good thing. But a healthy person, you know, who's not wearing a mask, doesn't want to wear one, don't judge them either. But on the other hand, you healthy person who you feel fine and is in excellent condition, just leaving the gym, ideal body weight, and somebody wants to wear a mask, don't judge them.
No. Not at all. Or they're on an airplane, and they want to wear a mask. Whatever it is, yeah, leave them alone. All right, let's do one more COVID story here. The medical distinctions in long COVID. The idea is this has been confusing until now, but apparently there are, for the first time, some definitive answers or understandings of long COVID.
This is some hope. The CDC announced just this morning that 18 million Americans have suffered from long COVID. The statistics recently have been 7.5% of people infected with SARS-CoV-2 virus later suffer long COVID. And if there's any reason why you want to think of wearing a mask or getting the vaccine for somebody, it's to avoid long COVID. And for the first time, this is published in Nature. Nature is as good as it gets.
Yeah.
Nature magazine, for the first time, this is a big discovery. It's been discovered that patients who suffer from debilitating fatigue, brain fog, and other symptoms, Doug, that are associated with long COVID, they have medically distinct responses to the SARS-CoV-2 virus. The discovery that patients who complain of debilitating symptoms many months after their exposure to this virus, in fact, exhibit different immune and hormonal responses to infection. That's the key, because this is a complex reaction of the body to this virus. So it's both immune and hormone responses are unique. And this marks the first evidence that long COVID is a distinct medical condition. It's not in your head. And this will hopefully help us understand the cause and maybe begin the long road to a cure. This is a real, true beginning.
All right, so there's our COVID report for this week. We continue with a focus on unhealthy eating in a matter of moments. Actually, we got to talk about that a little bit now with regard to your weight loss strategies. First of all, you have to eat well. If you're not eating well, why go on a diet? This is not whether you do the quick risk-reward thing, have an operation, whether you go on a crash diet, whether you get on a program. If you're not willing to be serious and eat well, forget it. You're not doing yourself any favor. But if you're serious, then I suggest you go to the toploss.com website, which is the home of Calitrin, and figure out how you can use Calitrin and their all-natural approach to losing weight and keeping it off. When you go to toploss.com, you'll see tons of success stories. You will. It's really an amazing reality. When you go there, you kind of look around. The secret to their success is that they're consistent, and they will help you. When you go to TopLoss.com, you'll see how to connect with one of their agents, one of their customer specialists. They're just counselors, but they're there to help you out to make your trip down weight loss lane more successful. But you got to be serious. You got to be careful about what you eat. Don't be silly. Why waste your time and waste your money? But if you're going to be serious, go to TopLoss.com, get their help, and when you use the discount code Doug, D-O-U-G, when you check out, you have to pay for shipping, and you can take advantage of the special deals they have right now, which is sort of the couple zone. If you're a husband and a wife or a couple that wants to lose weight together, they got a great program. Ask about it. When you talk to the folks that are there, you can find them by going to TopLoss.com.
The cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG. Doug Steffen here with my friend Elizabeth Miller, who comes to us from the Inner Sanctum at the Calitrin headquarters. So what's the deal now as we head into Thanksgiving and the holiday period? How do we best access all of this product?
Well, we've got a friends and family event going on right now. It's a great time whether you've got a lot of weight to lose or maybe you want to split it with a friend or somebody in your family. So when you buy that proven 90-day supply, that's the one with a huge 86% success rate, you're going to get 90 days free. So you can split that with a friend. You can save it for yourself. You can be ready to go for the New Year's resolutions already. That's on our website, toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com. You can also call us with questions, or if you want to split up your payment or even split it with a friend, we can do that by phone. That's 833-TOPLOSS.
Check it all out, toploss.com. And don't forget, when you check out, use the discount code Doug for benefits, among other things, not having to pay for shipping. Thanks, Elizabeth.
Thank y'all.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Past the hour at a Good Day Health. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here from Lake Cardiology down in Montura, Florida. You can always get all the podcasts, the Good Day Health Show podcasts every week. You can listen to Ken the full hour on most of the stations that carry Good Day. You can also take advantage of this portion of the program, which is called Questions for Dr. Ken. So he answers, I was looking at some of the questions that we answered last week about fruits and vegetables and your blood pressure and things like that. Lots of good listening and important information every week. Get the download if you want at gooddayhealthshow.com. The program, whatever, however you can access the information, help yourself because we're here to help. All right, so, and don't forget that Ken is available to, when you listen to him, you get excited because he sounds like the kind of guy you want to talk to when it comes to medical things. So talk to him. 352-735-1400 at his office in Florida. Okay, question, a lot of talking about food and weight and all that other stuff. What about the connection to eating bad food? What does it do to your head? And what does it do, not only to your head literally, but you know, we have a mind and we have a brain. Two different things. And I don't know, depression and things that are going on in the brain affect your mind and affect your whole being, right? And it's worse if you eat crap. I think that's...
Yeah, where... exactly, Doug. And the answer to this came out of a recent publication this month, JAMA Open Network, and we learned in that study that eating ultra-processed foods can contribute to a higher risk of depression. Now, what is an ultra-processed food? These are foods that include many preservatives, stabilizers, bulking or gelling agents, as well as artificial colors and flavors. What are some examples of ultra-processed foods? Nothing that you grow on your farm. Ultra-processed foods, Doug, they include things like chips, candies, frozen TV dinners, chicken nuggets, sodas, sugar-filled breakfast cereals, and packaged soups that just add hot water type.
Packaged soups. I was on board with all this. And, you know, packaged soups as well, so that's interesting. All right, a lot of older Americans have dementia. And as a result of that, and I think this ties into a story that I did, I think, both here and on Good Day, the daily Monday through Friday show, about people as they get older being taken advantage of. I may be more crude by saying they get screwed. As you get older, you get sucker punched by people who will take advantage of you. There's not a day that goes by that there isn't somebody that is losing his or her mind, literally. You're going into dementia or some of the other problems that happen as you get older. And so sometimes it happens even before you get the diagnosis. Right? So what do you do?
Right. And this was picked up by looking at how people suddenly lost their net worth, and it seems like it often occurs soon before they're losing clearly their ability to think and remember. And so families and friends need to be very careful when they start noticing that people's minds are not functioning. There are signals long before people actually have clear, frank dementia. And it's in these early signal period time, when people seem to start abruptly losing their net worth because of poor decision making. And this is where friends and family, in some way, without becoming overbearing, have to help and keep people from becoming their own worst enemy.
Yeah. Wow.
And that's what the study that you read is pointing out.
Well, now, we talked about aspartame and some of the other things, like sugary substances, just in the last minute or two, as it might affect dementia. But also, before you get there, it affects your memory, and it could, if you're pregnant, affect the memory of your child, right? That whole thing is all connected. Connect the dots.
Yes, if I were pregnant, and we know that's will never happen, I would not take any of those products. But if I were not pregnant, I would just use them in moderation, you know, treats, limited amounts. And that's how I think just using good common sense will keep us all healthy.
Well, we got to get out of this where we are, this conundrum. A third of adults in this country are obese. That's not going to hack it in terms of success of the country.
Probably more.
Yep. All right, Dr. Ken Kronhaus here with questions for Dr. Ken on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen. It's 59 past the hour.
This program was produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. Please visit BobKSound.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.